Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend, and hopefully you're not buried in snow in the middle of the week. I talked to my sales guy up in the Ludington area, and he said they got a foot up there on Tuesday night into Wednesday. So winter has not lost its grip on us yet, but wherever you're listening, hopefully you got your toes in the sand and a beer in your hand. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I am too.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys. It's the smokiest show on the radio. I know that. We're going out across the fruited plains, as Rush would say. But we're hitting more and more stations, so wherever you are, thanks for taking some time to kick back with a cup of coffee and maybe a cold one if it's the right time of the day. It's always the right time of the day.
Yeah,
apparently it is, because we're cracking one right now.
Right. Yeah, so we're going to talk to our friends from Old Nation Brewery later in the show, and you're not going to want to miss this because they've got some pretty cool microbrewed beer right here in Michigan that they've just come out with, and you're not going to want to miss it because Bob had a little field trip, and we'll talk with the owner of the brewery, and we'll yuck it up a little bit with him. But first, what'd you cook this week, Bob? Anything?
You know, I didn't grill, I don't think, a thing. Had a bad week. I lost a brother-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah, no. And his name is John Michaels. We've been like best friends ever since he married my sister-in-law. We're outlaws, you know. So
this is Maureen's sister's husband?
Yes.
Okay.
And we raised our kids together. They had kids like the same ages as ours. They had four boys.
Well, they didn't have a litter like you. They only had four.
They had four boys. And so they're Emily, Maggie, Alex, and Jordan's ages, which was perfect, especially when they're little, because
right.
You go on trips together, do all these things. Your kids have playmates.
Spring break kind of stuff that's going on
exactly.
Right now, you bet.
But John was just a great guy and just a phenomenal cook. He actually owned a commercial bakery in the Detroit, Michigan area, and he supplied the highest end country clubs and restaurants in that Southeast Michigan area with crazy, ridiculous little pastries and desserts that were, each one was like a piece of art. Like, when he came to Christmas, he was the one everybody waited for because he always had a big box and he was always willing to donate to a party that we had or whatever. And, so, unfortunately...
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah,
that
his stinks. Son walked in and found him passed away, and we're really going to miss him, so we'll keep the Michaels family in your prayers.
Yep, always stinks to lose a family member, and he's young. I'm sure if this
my
kid's
age,
was, yeah, I was
going to so
say...
Not,
kids
not
the
terribly
same age,
young, but right. Not terribly old.
Right. Sorry to hear that, brother.
Yeah,
when I left here last week after the show, I talked about I was going to go cater a baby shower, and the customer had switched up with me from chicken thighs to chicken breasts, and we both commented at the time, ooh, be careful with those, right? And so I got out of here, and I had put those on my pellet smoker, but at a low temperature right before we came on the air. So when I got back there, they were at about 130 degrees. And I had the big smoker full of pork butts, right? Because when I fire that thing up, I'm not going to do two like I needed for the party. I did eight,
right?
Because the fire's hot. I might as well cook it, and I can freeze it or give it away or sell it, whatever. But to big smoker, I monitored them very close. But what I did, what I wanted to share was I bought these big Amish chicken breasts that were over a pound a piece for the half, right? It wasn't the whole breast, it was a half, but just big, thick, probably 2 inches on the fat end. They were thick. And when I got those done, I took them to 165, right on that thickest part. And then when I took them off, I let them rest for about 15 minutes. And then I took a knife and I cut them on the bias. They were so big at a pound a piece, and I was serving ladies, that I made like four slices through the breast and laid them out in kind of like a, you know, what, a deck of cards, right? When you're spreading out cards. And they looked really pretty in the pan because they were nice golden brown from a marinade I had put on them, kind of a sweet teriyaki. And
yeah, it, what's the name of that marinade?
It's called Mr. Yoshida's. And you buy it online. I think it's kind of hard to find, but Yoshida's online.
It kind of rings a bell, but maybe you've mentioned it before.
Yeah, and it's a sweet teriyaki marinade, but it's really good. And I had left them in there overnight in that stuff, and then, but when they smoked up, they turned this kind of mahogany color.
Oh, nice!
Really pretty.
Yeah.
And I had them all laid out in a pan.
So your guests didn't mind teriyaki.
No, nope, they didn't. They all. I mean, I got good comments back. I didn't talk to every one of them.
Did you put any of that sauce on when you were done?
I did. I reserved about
just
a half a cup
it.
Of it, and I just drizzled it over the top.
Right.
Put foil on there, and I'd put chicken broth in the bottom of the pan because they were going to go in a chafing dish for about 45 minutes before they were ready to eat them, so I didn't want them to dry out much. But anyway, moral of that story is I was surprised in a good way that they turned out that well. Because chicken breasts in the smoker can go from hero to zero in about 5 degrees. And they just get tough, and these were nice and juicy. So I enjoyed them. But again, the tip, as you've always said, chicken breasts at 165, pull them. Don't grow a degree over that.
Yeah, that's cool. I also did take a trip to Old Nation last week, and I got to meet up with Travis Fritz. He's the owner. Travis is one of like two or three master brewers in Michigan. To be a master brewer, and we can ask him in the next segment, we're going to dial him up. But you have to study in Germany, I believe, and it's like a year-long process to get your master brewer certificate. And it's showing up. The funny thing is here, talking with Jop over the phone a couple weeks ago, we chat back and forth sometimes. We're talking about the show or whatever, and he goes, "Man, you had this M43? And I said, as a matter of fact, I have. It's my son Jordan's favorite beer.
Right.
So
I can see why.
So you had just sipped your first sip of it, and it hasn't been out maybe a year, maybe a little longer than that. But it's rising in prominence where East Coast beer traders, it's the number one trade. There's a couple of apps you can trade beer on. This is like a West Vlietren in beer terms. So this is a big wampum if you're going to swap it online.
Right, so, it's got some value.
Yes,
it's like buying the timeshare in Hawaii and trading it out for North Carolina.
Right. Or vice versa.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
So anyway, when I showed up, it was the day they released their new Mimi.
Okay.
Which is M-E-M-I, so Me, Michigan.
Right.
And it's the triple of M43. There's a double, and we'll talk to Travis, but the Mimi, they sold out online in 3 minutes. I think they sold 400 tickets, and that allowed you to buy a case.
Wow.
3 minutes, and the people were there excited, and I met some guys from Grand Rapids. Nice dudes. We sat and had a little conversation at the bar and sipped a couple pints together.
Right.
It was nice.
This is one of those things that it costs a little more in life, but it's worth it. I think it's retails $14-$15 a four pack.
Yeah.
So you're spending $4 to $5, $4.50 a can for it, but nothing you wouldn't do in a bar for a pint in a heartbeat.
Well, let's dial up Travis and we'll see what else he's got in store for us.
All right, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.